With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House today giving approval that temporary spending bill that will keep federal agencies funded when the new fiscal year starts next Tuesday. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The stopgap measure, approved Wednesday by a 341-82 vote, generally funds agencies at current levels through December 20th. Speaker Mike Johnson touted the measure as doing only what's absolutely necessary in a bid to win over conservatives. The measure would now move to the Senate, which is expected to approve it later Wednesday. The House floor was largely empty during the debate on the measure. Lawmakers in both chambers are anxious to return to their home states and districts to campaign, smoothing the path for a passage of a temporary funding fix. In the meantime, the temporary bill will mostly fund the government at current levels, with a few exceptions like funding the infusion for the Secret Service. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com. Well, meanwhile, a Senate panel is out with a report on Secret Service failures recently.
Secret Service failures ahead of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania this July were foreseeable and preventable. That's according to a bipartisan report from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee released today. Similar to the agency's own probe, the committee panel found multiple failures on almost every level ahead of the shooting. There was no clear chain of command among the agencies, no plan for coverage of the building where the shooter climbed up. Investigators found the Secret Service was informed about an individual on the roof 2 minutes before he opened fire. A sniper saw agents running with guns drawn, but did not think to tell other officers to get Trump off the stage. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some lactaid milk is being recalled in dozens of states. FDA says the products may contain trace amounts of almonds that are not listed on the ingredient labels. The recall applies to 96-ounce containers of a number of lactaids, whole and 2% products. This is SRN News. Dallas Jenkins is the creator and driving force behind the popular multi-season Christian TV series, The Chosen. Creativity runs in his family as Father Jerry Jenkins co-authored the Christian book series Left Behind in the 1990s. The Chosen has now been seen around the globe, and 6,000 Chosen fans gathered in Florida last weekend. Jenkins says his production team gets energized interacting with the show's viewers.
Coming here is not only our chance to say thank you to the fans, that's a huge thing for us. We're just trying to give back, but it is a little selfish because we get a lot of thanks as well when we're here, and that is the fuel that keeps us going. I can tell you many cast and crew have said after coming out of Chosen Con, now I'm looking forward to getting back in the saddle because I feel like if they can do this, if they can be here, if their lives can be changed, if they're willing to share with us through tears how much the show means to them, then we need to keep going and never take this for granted.
Tomorrow you meet the young actor who portrays John the Baptist. This is SRN News. Two executions Tuesday. There's John Scott.
A Texas man who waived his right to appeal his death sentence has received a lethal injection for killing his 3-month-old son more than 16 years ago. 38-year-old Travis Mullis was pronounced dead at 7:01 p.m. Central on Tuesday at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas. Another execution was carried out Tuesday evening in Missouri, and executions are scheduled Thursday in Oklahoma and Alabama. South Carolina conducted an execution on Friday. John Scott reporting.
An executive at cybersecurity company CrowdStrike apologizing in testimony to Congress for sparking a global technology outage over the summer. Adam Myers testifying in a hearing for the House Cybersecurity Subcommittee. CrowdStrike was blamed in a bug in an update that allowed cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions. More details at SRNNews.com.